How did you run into people like Phil Cornwell and Gavin McCoy and people like Richard Easter started off as a messenger?
I can see you've done your homework here. You've done some good research here.
Major research.
Yeah. Well, Gav was my best man. Gav does the voice of... I shouldn't really tell you this, but...
Sid the manager.
And he used to do a few others. And he was the best man at my wedding, and he's always been my best friend. He's called Gavin McCoy, and he works... Right now, he works on Essex Radio, which is in Southend. And Phil Cornwell is somebody we picked up on the alternative comedy circuit. I think we saw him perform either in Edinburgh or one of the comedy clubs in London. Mm-hmm. And I saw him do this incredible array of voices, David Bowie and Mick Jagger in particular. And he's a real mad guy. I mean, he really is insane. And I can't keep up with him. He's hyper all the time. But... you know, so all the people, that, and Richard, as you rightly say, Richard from our posse, was indeed the messenger. Mm-hmm. And he was going to go off and work for a radio station called GLR. And I rescued him from it. I said, no, don't go down there. We'll teach you some stuff and come and work on the show. So, you know, it's, once again, it's a kind of a different route that people can take to, you know, to get into radio.
Because you're very clever, like the sketches you do, you actually create the pictures in people's minds, don't you? You can actually picture what's going on.
I hope so. I mean, I think that's the purpose of radio. I mean, some people say that radio is a better medium than television because you can, as you say, paint your own pictures. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, everybody has an idea of what Sid the manager should be like. Mm-hmm. And it's different for every person. So the fact that it's not, you know, in the paper as a cartoon or on television is probably a good thing because you might be disappointed. Other characters like the Captain Fishy thing we had on recently, I mean, I think people would probably recognise that as a spoof of Captain Birdseye. But as you say, you know, it's the theatre of the mind, I think is what they say, and that's why I like it.